we're disappointed. We're sickened by it, actually, because all of the hard work that has gone in to ensure that we could be COVID compliant at Finn Park, that we could allow our season ticket holders to come in, albeit in small numbers to each game, but at least that we could give our season ticket holders who have paid to view football at Finn Park what they paid for. And this illogical decision, and for me it is illogical, has just completely undone all of that. This strikes me as a political decision, and the reason I say that is that I think, from my experience, public health make logical decisions based on the evidence, and I don't know that there's evidence to suggest that sporting spectators at sporting venues are causing any spike in COVID-19 cases. I mean, there's no logic in allowing 50 people to be indoors where transmission is known to be more probable than to be outside where transmission is known to be less, if it's, I'm sure that there are cases, but it's certainly less risky. So that's my, I suppose I had to sum it up in one word. I would say disappointing, and it's a, I suppose I'm giving you more than one word now. I would say the decision for me is illogical.
Yeah. Do you see it as a step back then from where you were, and maybe we were making progress, and that hasn't been factored in, Cathy?
It hasn't been factored in at all. I mean, it's, you know, all the grounds that we have been to, all of the FAI footballing grounds, have every box ticked in terms of COVID compliance. So I just don't know why this particular decision, and it seems to be a decision that's taken almost in isolation from, you know, other what are known to be riskier behaviours. So it's just no logic in it. I keep going back to that word. It's just illogical. Yeah. It's we were making progress, and we were quietly hopeful that we might be in a position to have 500 in the grounds, because, as I've said many times, we've done an exercise, or Trevor Gordon, our infrastructure coordinator, has done an exercise where he has, you know, mapped out in 2 metre circles or pods, exactly and come to a figure for exactly the number that we could safely accommodate in Finn Park, given all the space we have and all of it open air, and that's 850. So if 200 is a long way off that, and I know other sporting grounds, and I'm not going to, for me to speak for others, but, you know, could have many multiples of that. And again, no evidence that I'm aware of that transmission is occurring as a result of spectators viewing games at Finn Park or any other League of Ireland or indeed GAA ground.
And so, Cathy, the FAI have said, obviously, they have to go by these measures like the rest of the sporting bodies. But should the FAI or should the clubs be putting pressure now on the FAI to get more clarity on this and the reason and why behind it, and go to the Cabinet and go to NIFA to get into the nitty-gritty of why this decision was made? And maybe there might be more sense to it then.
Well, I know that that's happening. I don't know how quickly we'll have a response from that, but it has been, certainly the pressure has been put on the FAI, there's no question about that. It's been put on all sporting bodies to do just as you've outlined, to ask what is the logic behind this particular reversal of, well, I wouldn't quite say freedoms, but this kind of backward step in terms of enjoyment or engagement with sport.